The reading's taken from Revelation chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also, he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Amen.
I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I know every year that I preach, I say how moved I am when I watch the Royal British Legion Festival of Remembrance at the Albert Hall, and as those poppies cascade down from above, and we remember. And I was just as moved last night. For those who follow the lectionary in the Church of England will have spotted immediately that this reading is not set for today. So it's not set for today because those readings actually, I just didn't really move me. This reading from Revelation is one that we sometimes have read outside. And as we gather today here at St Mark's, so do countless other communities across the world to remember. As outside we've said, to remember lives given in many wars, to remember courage and sacrifice, and to remember the cost of peace and freedom. But every year we sadly look back, and we still see a world torn apart by many different wars, acts of terrorism, natural disasters, many this year, famine, exile, and death. But remembrance is never only about the past. It must shape our present and our hope for the future. And that's where I think our reading from Revelation 21 leads us today, I suggest. Because John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more." Isn't that a vision of renewal? John, the writer of Revelation, had seen much darkness. He is now himself in exile. He's witnessed visions of conflict and suffering and the powers of evil at work in the world. But God gives him a new vision, a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away. We have a contrast. Revelation 21 begins with a contrast. The old world has passed away. This isn't simply an escape from the world, but it is a renewal of it. It's God's promise that brokenness will not have the final word. War, violence, grief are not forever, or in other words, are not eternal. They belong to the old order of things, which one day God will make new. Now, we know something of that old world, don't we? A world continued to be scarred by war. A world where power and hatred too often leads to bloodshed and exile. Where families grieve the loss of loved ones, sons and daughters and husbands and wives, grandparents, aunts, uncles. And on Remembrance Day, we don't glorify war. We remember the sacrifice and the cost for freedom and peace. But John's vision reminds us that God isn't content to leave the world as it is. What is ruined can be restored. What is torn apart can be made whole. What has been lost is not lost forever. And then he reminds us that God will dwell once again amongst us. Verse 3 declares, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them." This is the heart of the Christian hope, that heaven and earth will be united and God will make his home with us. Sometimes in the suffering, we think God is distant. He's not there. But this reassures us that he comes close. He walks among us. He shares our pain and our burdens. So when we remember today all those who have lost their lives, we do not only honor their courage, we do remember that God himself entered the world's pain. That's what the cross is all about. That's what the cross tells us about God, that he knows what the cost of human sin and sorrow is. He died on that cross for each one of us, for the forgiveness of sins, and that we might have a new beginning. He does not abandon us in our pain and in our suffering. So today, yes, we remember. We remember the courage, the loss, and the cost. But also we remember God's compassion. For the love that leads someone to lay down their life for another reflects the very heart of God himself. I was listening to morning worship this morning on Radio 4, and the chaplain or padre was saying he truly believed it was true love that allowed soldiers to lay down their lives for others. And as Jesus said himself, greater love has no other than this, that they lay down their life for their friends. So the promise of renewal, the promise that God is with us. And then this wonderful promise that he will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. I suggested at our bereavement service that this is a real intimate image. Not an image of a distant God, but a tender, loving presence of one who comes alongside and comforts us. Every tear of grief, of fear, pain, or loss, noticed, remembered, and gently wiped away. On a day like this, many tears come to mind. The tears of those who continue to lose loved ones in conflict of wars throughout the world today. The tears of those who have lost loved ones through horrendous acts of violence. Little children while enjoying a dance class, those attending places of worship, those travelling on public transport, or walking the streets of our cities. The tears of those who still carry unseen wounds through abuse, sexual, domestic, emotional, and spiritual. God does not overlook those tears. He gathers them and promises them that one day they will be no more. And that promise is not just for the future, it speaks to us now. Even in this act of remembrance, God is near to comfort, to heal, and to hold. That promise of renewal, of his dwelling with us, that he will wipe away our tears, and that he is making all things new. See, I am making all things new. Notice, not I will make all things new someday, but I am making all things new. Even now, in the present, God is at work bringing new life out of loss, peace out of conflict, hope out of despair. Every act of remembrance, every choice of peace, every reconciliation, these are glimpses of God's renewing work today. And if we open our eyes, we know that to be true. We see these glimpses every day, don't we? When nations and countries continue to seek for reconciliation, to negotiate for peace, rather than war. When communities and neighbours come together after recent tragedies, offering love and support and comfort. When forgiveness is offered instead of hate, here God is making all things new. And we hear again the voice of the one who says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The same God who was there at the beginning of creation will be there at the end. And today, as we remember those who have given their lives, God invites all of us to receive that gift of new life. To the thirsty, he says, I will give water as a gift of life from the spring of the water of life. Christ gave his life so that all might receive the water of life, freely, graciously, abundantly. An invitation still stands there for us today, to come, to drink, to live. Jesus said he came to bring life and life in all its fullness. We live in Christ and he lives in us. And we witness that truth by being his ambassadors of love and peace to our world, our local communities, and to our neighbours. So on this Remembrance Day, yes, let us honour the past with thanksgiving and gratitude through those who lost their lives. But let us also live towards the future with faith. And we look forward to that day when war will be no more, when the tears of the world will be wiped away, and when we shall see God face to face in that new heaven and new earth where righteousness and peace will reign forever. Amen.